Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy.
Hey, angels. Welcome to your weekly reading for April 7th through the 13th, I think. Yes, 13th. I don't know about y'all, but I am tired of this eclipse times Mercury retrograde times whatever else other planetary BS that's happening. Some astrologer said on Instagram the other day, this is the hardest week of the year. I'm like, no shit.
Yeah.
I am like not coping very well with the process. We just had like, I had meltdown this morning because of internet issues. So
yeah, I'm done with it too. I don't like how I feel. Yeah, I want to feel different.
Yeah, 1000%, 1000%. My God. Anyways, so Vanessa, what do the mermaids have to say?
Well, the mermaids are being cheeky. Because as we were, I pulled this card while we were talking, while we were doing the internet issues thing. And it's actually one of my favorite cards in the deck because the mermaid is beautiful. It's a merman, actually. And he's gorgeous. He looks like Jason Momoa. I took the picture next to my Momoa candle for that reason. But it's the gentleness card. And he's come out before. I kind of remember talking about him before. And he's just like, he's jacked and big. And like, I feel like in some spaces you would feel like he was menacing, but he's not, right? Like he's gentle, and he's got like a wand with light and a smile on his face, like a very cute smile. And I think it's just, you know, a time to be gentle, a time to, even when things are rough, we don't have to be rough with them. You know, like we do have the ability to kind of soften, you know, sometimes easier said than done, but we have the ability to do that. You know, like it can be a perspective thing. I've talked a lot, actually, when we were talking about themes, I was like, I can't think of any, like my brain couldn't get going today, but there was a theme of the week. We talked a lot about perspective and how changing our perspective changes our viewpoint of everything that's going on. And that, like, that's what we do when we go backwards in time and we look at different events that have happened. You know, our perspective at the time and then our perspective with our new information, like sometimes we just find a different energy there. And I feel like we have the ability to do that with the gentleness card coming out, to be like, when things are hard, we don't have to be hard with them. We don't have to be. Naturally, I think we kind of do because it's, you know, our fight or flight comes in and a lot of times fight is part of it. But we have the ability to kind of shift in it and be gentle and to think about it from different perspectives and to think about the what ifs instead of always just the what is, and, you know, kind of allow ourselves to see that things can be different. But then also, you know, be gentle on ourselves, because sometimes the gentleness that we need isn't about a situation, it's about ourselves. It's about the judgment that we've been having of ourselves, whether it's the situation we're in, the people that we're surrounding ourselves in, decisions that we've made. A lot of times people, I have to get people out of the mindset that they've gotten everywhere that they are by being hard on themselves, because I gently point out, well, you've gotten everywhere you got by being hard on yourself, but you're still here, which means it didn't completely work, right? Or you wouldn't have to be here to talk about how you feel about your life, right? Like, so let's talk about other ways that we can construct our lives, other ways that we can make decisions that are not based on being hard on ourselves, so that we can learn more flow, we can learn more curiosity over confrontation, so we can, you know, have a more gentle approach to everything, so that we're bringing that more gentle flow energy in instead of bringing in more of the destructive energy, I feel, that comes with like hardness and harshness.
Yeah.
That's what I think the mermaids had to say.
Wow. I like the mermaids right now because I'm inviting in gentleness right now because I don't think they're
Yes.
And I think too is the idea of, like you said, getting swept up in the moment, like you can invite in that calm of like, just kind of like today, like I was really trying not to spiral with this internet thing. Like it was really hard to invite in calm, but it was just like I just was like, keep going, keep doing the things, don't, it's hard to come out of that, but it's possible if you try and practice. And so the surrender card, which I felt that they were throwing them all at me today because they were like, just keep surrendering, surrender, it's okay, surrender.
Surrender to all the things.
Yes. So one of they gave us surrender to complete healing, and it says open fully to the loving, compassionate force of the universe that support your physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. So, and I think your gentleness card is super in connected with this because when we invite that in, it's like we're inviting in the gentleness for ourselves, right? We're inviting in that space of allowing the gentleness to and being kind and soft with ourselves and just supportive of ourselves. Because one of the things I think, when we're going through these moments and we're having moments of stress and, upset or triggered response or whatever it is, we feel very much alone. It's like that sense of like being alone, and sometimes the best thing we can do for ourselves is be able to help us manage our own self, right? To step out of the whirlwind of it and step into that space of kindness and comfort and being like, it's okay, you can get it, you can do this, it's okay, it'll be okay. We just need to think about what to do forward, or we need to just go take a break or go lay down, like or go do something else rather than stay in the tornado of it. And one of the one of the things that came up when I pulled that card was the idea of, we want to heal, right? Most of us that are on a journey of some sort, we want to heal from suffering. And we seek to alleviate our suffering, but sometimes there are parts of us that don't want to let it go because of various reasons. Sometimes it's a self-punishment conversation. I know some of my own suffering was because I felt I deserved to be self-punished. It was this really weird from a moment in my childhood that I had decided from then on out that I wasn't deserving of the healing, of the kindness, of the compassion. And so it was having that understanding and realization was why I couldn't invite in the complete healing, right? I couldn't let the story go. I couldn't put it down because I wasn't aware of it, first of all. You talk about perception and being new awareness. Like, I wasn't even aware that that was a program that was running until last year's eclipse season. Thanks, eclipse season. But so, there's these.
Right, we always look back and say thank you, but in the middle, we're like, fuck you.
Yeah. 100%, 100%. But one of the, we also need to see where we're being stuck in our story, right? Where are we using the hurt and the pain as our identity? Because either in the past, it's given us connection to people, like because we've been in pain, because we've needed help, or because we've been suffering, people come and help us. And sometimes when we don't know how to interact on a normal level or just ask for help when we're not in pain and suffering, it's hard for us to build a relationship like that because we just feel we always have to be in pain and suffering in order to have connection and help. So, there's and there's also like people that build their businesses on their woundings. Like for example, if you're some sort of, if you share your woundings with the world and it's like it's your business, right? It's and it's like you're like you have you're afraid to let it go because it's your business. And it's like, if you write a book, I had a mentor once that did a session with somebody who had written a book and about how it was about one of her woundings or one of the things that she was healed in, but she had to stay stuck in the story in order to sell her book. And so it was hard for her to let it go. So, while she understood, gave the information, gave the steps to healing and transformation, she couldn't let it go because it wouldn't make her money anymore if she did. So there's conversations, there's places where we hold ourselves stuck or we are stuck, depending on whatever that is. But it's inviting in that gentleness, I think, and that idea that the healing, the kindness, the compassion, the support, and all of our places, our physical and other places, energetic, emotional, spiritual, it's available. It's not that you're not being supported and loved. It's the conversation of how to receive and why aren't you allowing it to be in. That's where we start. So gentleness is important for that, right? We need to be gentle with ourselves because if we run in like with hammers and like trying to figure it out, those parts are just going to continue to retreat because we're harming ourselves the same as who, like what harmed us to begin with. It's
For
like
sure.
perpetuating the trauma. So
Sure.
I could go on about this because that's how I work, but I won't. Think about where are you in your stories? Where are the places where, and it's okay to sometimes feel stuck. There are parts of my life where I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. Like, I can't figure it out, and I get upset by it. So there's moments of that, but I trust that the answers will come. Gosh, there's another eclipse season coming in the fall, so like, yeah,
Yeah.
it'll show
Do
up.
this again. Let's do this again. I can do it in the fall. I love the fall. That's my time. That's my time. I'm ready for it then. I know it's coming. I'm ready. I'm like, let's freaking do it. It's this time of year where I'm like, I'm not
Yes. So, think about tomorrow. Well, we're posting this on Sunday, so tomorrow I hope we are if my internet works. So Monday will be the solar eclipse. So it'll close by the 9th. We close the portal, right? We're done with the eclipse of this season. Think about from the lunar eclipse that happened, I think it was March 31st. It was like a full moon on steroids, right? We're letting go, we're releasing. Did some things come up in your dreams, in your conversations? Check with your favorite astrologer about your themes for your sign and your sun and your rising signs. See where some of the themes are happening within this eclipse portal. What information came up to be let go of, to be understood and to be like kind of transmuted and loved and honored but released, right? And then we have this solar eclipse, which is like new beginnings. It's like giving you a chance to take something that's been in your operating system and kind of wiping that part of your hard drive, not in a sense of never knowing it's there, but you're like just defragging, so to speak. And you're coming into the solar eclipse with this newness and giving yourself permission to be new, right? To have newness, to be and act and exist in a different energy. And this is sometimes where complete healing needs to happen, right? Because if we're not allowing ourselves to be different because it feels foreign, we revert, right? So we just invite in all, it's not to say we undid everything, but we're stuck in that uncomfortableness of like, this doesn't feel right. This isn't the norm. And I know it's changing, but I'm not sure what to do with it. And then depending on our psyche, we come sometimes get upset by it, which sometimes I do, because newness can be threatening sometimes. But
Sure.
this is a chance to see a part of yourself, depending on where the eclipse happens and your us in your houses, about something in your life. For example, for me, Gemini risings and Geminis, like it's about relationships. This
It
one
sure
is
is.
about, yeah, for air signs like Libra as well, like it's about relationships, whether it's committed partnerships and romantic, platonic, best friends, creative, whatever that is. For Geminis, risings and sun, it was a lot about our relationships within our public life, like our career, like how we appear into the world, our relationships with people like that. So that was really highlighted. And and one of the things that came to me was where I'm working for other people still in that I'm sharing my gifts with them and I'm helping them IT wise, websites and things like that. And I find where I'm becoming resentful because I'm not getting joy out of it. And it's not something that's fulfilling me. And maybe it's just certain people that that's happening with. It doesn't mean that it's everybody, but it's like it's just showing me where I need to pivot, where I need to shift my direction because I got caught in the idea that I can make money doing this, and then I stopped there. And I didn't allow myself to figure it out past that moment of what that was.
Yeah. Well, it's just reevaluation, like as we go along. I think that that's giving ourselves permission to do that, to not feel like, oh no, I committed to it, now I have to do it. It's like you can evaluate all the way along. I saw something yesterday that was like, I love quitters because quitters know, they know that they don't have to follow through if they don't want to follow through, if it no longer aligns. And I was like, yeah, right? Like we're raised to the opposite, but we're allowed to pivot. We're allowed to go, oh, I missed something. And so now that I recognize it, I can shift that. Like that's helpful for us. That's self-care. Absolutely.
So yeah, and it's, yeah, I love that because I'm like, yeah, we've always been taught to like never quit. There are moments where we're just scared or we're afraid or we're stuck in a session that we need to understand that following through will help us understand ourselves better and so on and so forth. But there are moments when we're like, yeah, this doesn't fulfill me anymore that we can do that. And it's not based on so much the people, but it's based on our relationship to what we're sharing with people or giving. And so,
100%.
there's going to be moments of like that depending on what your astrological makeup is. And so I encourage you to seek it out, right? We have a solar eclipse left. Sometimes in hindsight, right? Think about it, if we understand what happened to us and then we get the information of what it was about, like what was highlighted, we can have better understanding because when we're in it, man, sometimes it's like, I don't fucking just want to be in it anymore. Can we
Yeah.
stop? Like,
Yeah. 1000% it is.
it's easier for us to assimilate the information and the knowledge, hindsight, than it is sometimes in the moment. Because especially this with Mercury in retrograde and this eclipse season, this and the astrological events coming up like within these last couple of weeks and the week coming is like, I mean, it's like awful. Like not awful, but like a lot intense, I guess
Yeah.
is a better word. It's very intense. So give yourself a lot of gentleness, give yourself a lot of grace, and go kind of be curious about what it highlighted in your chart and see if it tracks, see if there was connection to, oh yeah, that's it. Oh, I see why I had to deal with that now because that was happening. And invite newness, right? Allow yourself to be new and different and have different routines, your day-to-day life, different relationships with people and shift them and have conversation about the shifting and all of that. Just allow all of that. So I just hope that regardless of where you are and what's happening in your life, that the solar eclipse brings you a newness that instills hope in your heart and an eagerness for the new. And the idea that you get a chance every moment these happen to start again, to just change something, whatever that may be. We're sending you lots of love, and we're sending you a great deal of patience and gentleness for this process. And just keep breathing, keep just returning to that sense of yourself and that you can make it through this. Invite in that help and complete healing from spirit. We love you.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, love y'all.
Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.